The Miami Hurricanes were just about left for dead upon arrival in Charlotte, the next-to-last team to qualify for this year's ACC tournament, enduring a plethora of injuries on an already young roster, leading to their worst season in decades. But here they are, just two wins away from an improbable path to yet another NCAA regional. The Duke Blue Devils have steadily hovered in the national rankings all season long, but they've been searching for that signature moment that would allow them to host a regional next weekend. Wins over Virginia Tech and NC State in pool play this week have been big steps in the right direction, and now they're within striking distance of their second ACC title in the last 4 years. A spot in the ACC championship game is at stake as the number 11 seed Miami Hurricanes tangle with the number 6 seed Duke Blue Devils. Hi, everybody, and welcome to beautiful Truist Field in Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm Dave Pulaski. The winner of this matchup will take on the Florida State Seminoles, the number 5 seed, ousting the number 8 Wake Forest Demon Deacons with a 9-6 victory earlier this afternoon to punch their ticket into the ACC championship game. Now it'll be Duke and Miami going head-to-head. Brian Higgins working exclusively out of the stretch. The right-hander Jacoby Long into the batter's box. And here we go from Charlotte. First pitch is over on the outside corner for strike one. And now Higgins with a 1-2. Fastball swing and a miss on a 92-mile-an-hour heater. And Cuvée goes down on strikes for the final out of the inning. Three up and three down for Higgins and Duke. And now the pitch to Ben Miller. A swing and a miss as Herrick Hernandez has K'd the first two he's faced. 3-1 pitch. Fastball chopped to third base. Fielded on a back pedal. And then across the diamond to first. Picked out of the dirt for the out. Logan Bravo picking Ben Miller's throw as it reached the edge of the cutout. That's a tricky play. Hernandez from the line, the 2-2. Got him with a slider. 85 miles an hour. And that's four strikeouts in the first two frames for Herrick Hernandez. First pitch. Hard ground ball to shortstop. Gobbled up by Wallace Clark. Goes on to second, then over to first. A 6-4-3 double play, and that gets the Blue Devils out of the third. Half swing as Morris goes too far on a pitch in the dirt. Scooped up by Carlos Perez, throws to first, and that retires the side as Herrick Hernandez strikes out the side here in the third inning, getting around the leadoff walk, and he has 7 punch-outs in the first 3 innings. Now the 1-1. And Cuvée drills it to deep right center field. Going back is Gracia, back to the wall. That ball is gone. Daniel Cuvée, a 2-run homer, and the Hurricanes strike first here in the 4th inning. And for Daniel Cuvée, a new single-season freshman record for Miami, his 24th home run of the season, surpassing Pat Burrell. Duke has had 1 base runner thus far. That was a walk in the 3rd inning. Now the 0-2. Out in front of a breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike 3. Ball bounces away from Perez, throws to first, and gets Alex Stone by a half step to end the inning. Herrick Hernandez locked in for the Hurricanes. 9 strikeouts through 4 innings. Hard ground ball off the glove of Nard. It deflects to the second baseman, Zach Morris. Throws on the run, picking it up barehand, and gets Lorenzo Carrier by a step at first for out number 2. Pitch just misses. Half of the Duke infield was trotting toward the dugout. They thought Nard was able to get a strikeout looking of Jimenez. Instead, the count's 2-2. Now the pitch. Out in front of a breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And now that Duke Blue Devil infield can make their way to the third base dugout. 3 up and 3 down for Gabriel Nard, who has retired all 4 Miami batters he's faced. 3-0 pitch. Down low. Ball 4. Leadoff walk for Logan Bravo to start the Duke 5th. Lefty-lefty matchup. And the first pitch. Fastball, line drive into center field, and there's the first hit of the ball game for the Blue Devils. Rounding second and then scurrying back is Logan Bravo. He dives in safely. And the single by Chase Crewson snaps Hernandez no-hit bid. 2 batters into the 5th inning. 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball 4, walks in a run. Perez framed it. Linus Baker wouldn't give it. And the Blue Devils are on the board. It's 2-1. Another 2-2. Fastball popped up foul on the first base side. Perez giving the look, hustling over, sliding. And the catch is made for the final out of the inning. Robert set at the belt. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Gathered by Jimenez. He'll flip for 1. Then on to first. A double play. Big turn by Dorian Gonzalez Jr. Bearing down on him was A.J. Gracia with a hard but clean slide. And Gonzalez makes the turn. 6-4-3 twin killing. Two outs here in the sixth. Bielenson was one of Brown's most reliable relievers. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. A shoulder-high 94-mile-an-hour heater. And Kulikowski couldn't catch up. Seventh inning stretch time here in Charlotte. Miami with a 2-1 lead over Duke. And he hits a line drive off the glove of Roberts. Slow roller to second base. Picked up on the bare hand. Throw to first, and they got him by a half step. What a reaction by Dorian Gonzalez Jr. on the comebacker off the glove of Nick Robert. Gonzalez charges, bare hands, and nabs Crewson for out number one. Nick Robert has a sign. From the belt, the 1-1. Obi hits a line drive through the shift and into right center field for a base hit. Second baseman Gonzalez was on the shortstop side of second. A wide open gap on the right side of the infield, and Obi found it for the one out single. Not running this time, and a line drive hooking, and that's going to be fair. Heading into the corner down the right field line. Obi rounding second, heading for third. He's going to get the stop sign there, and Wallace Clark on with a one out double as he pumps his fist. Miami with the infield in. They had the overshift on for Evans earlier. Now it's conventional with two strikes. Pitch lifted to deep left field. Going back is Villegas. He makes a catch. Tagging a third is Obi. Here comes the throw to the plate. It goes through. It's late. And sliding in safely is Devin Obi. A sack fly for Jimmy Evans. And we're tied at two in the seventh inning. The pinch hitter comes up clutch. And we have a brand new ball game here in Charlotte. And that one's lasered on two hops of the second baseman, Zach Morris. Throws to first. And that'll do it for the Hurricanes in the eighth. And pitch. Hard ground ball. Deep in the hole. It's short. Fielded by Jimenez, throws across the diamond and got him. What a play from deep in the hole at short by Antonio Jimenez. One down here in the eighth. The 3-1. Down low, ball four. And a one-out walk issued to A.J. Gracia. Caba from the stretch. And Stone sends it to deep left center field. Going back is long to the warning track. Leaps. That ball is gone. Alex Stone extends his arms to the sky. A two-run homer. And Duke takes a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 2-2. Hard ground ball in the hole between third and short despite the shift. That's a base hit. Wide turn at first by Bravo. He'll return for a one-out single. And that keeps this Duke rally going. And a high drive deep to left field. Forget about it. Devin Obi off the scoreboard, and the Blue Devils open up a 6-2 lead here in the eighth inning. A bomb of a home run from Devin Obi, his 14th of the year, and some much needed insurance for the Blue Devils in the late stages of this game. Oliveira with the 3-2. Fastball down low, ball four, and the inning continues. Hard ground ball through the hole on the right side for a base hit. Rounding second is Clark. He's headed for third, and he's going to get there. Runners at the corners for Duke with two outs as they continue this rally. And a hard ground ball off the glove of Cuve bounces away from him. A run comes in to score, and Morris is safe at first. 7-2 Duke. And now Ben Miller becomes the 10th man to bat for the Blue Devils here in the eighth inning. And now he hits a rocket through the left side for a base hit. Rounding third, and coming around is Evans. He's going to score. It's 8-2 Duke. RBI single for Ben Miller. What an offensive explosion for the Blue Devils, tallying six runs in this inning. In what has been an ACC tournament full of miracles and magic for Miami, it may be just about to run out. Now the 3-2. Fastball, chopper to shortstop. High bounce taken by Wallace Clark. Throws to first, got him, and that's the ball game. The Duke Blue Devils are into the ACC championship game for the second time in 4 years, rallying past Miami 8-2 here in Charlotte tonight. What a rally by the Blue Devils, trailing 2-0 in the fifth inning, tying the game in the seventh, and then bursting forth with a six-run eighth, highlighted by a pair of two-run homers, one by Alex Stone, another by Devin Obi, and Duke gets the win, improving to 38-18 this season. Miami season comes to an end. Their first losing season since 1957 as they finish at 27-30. Blue Devils to the ACC Championship game. It'll be number 17 Duke against number 10 Florida State tomorrow at noon to close out this 2024 ACC tournament.